We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, chatting today with Dr. Chris Blevins, Associate Professor, Equine Field Service Clinician with Kansas State University Veterinary Health Center. We're talking here about emergency equine medicine and what you should do before your vet arrives if you do have an emergency with your horse. One thing we were talking here during the break about some other things that may be some good tips. Should a horse owner feed their horse before the vet arrives?
Yeah, I think it's an important kind of question that a lot of times you need to ask your veterinarian, depending on the scenario. Lacerations and fracture type of horses, it's good to feed those because it kind of calms them down and gets them so they're not moving around a lot. So feeding those horses would probably be good. But again, you'd want to talk to your veterinarian for that. If the horse is choked, like we talked about before the break, probably do not want to feed those horses, right? Because we want to take away the food and the water because of that emergency. If the horse is colicking, they're not necessarily even going to want to eat. And we don't want them to eat a lot, and fluctuate the gases in their stomach if they are colicking. So probably not feeding them in those. So it does depend on the emergency. Respiratory horses, it doesn't hurt to try to, get them so they're calmed down and eating, and sometimes wetting that down so there's not any dust. That could be helpful too on a respiratory. But again, it depends on the scenario and what is going on, getting some information and vitals to the veterinarian, and then communicating on the phone, taking videos, sending pictures. All those things are going to be helpful prior to arrival. If going to the farm or bringing the horse in, it kind of depends on the scenario based on that too.
Any tips on if they have a laceration, they're bleeding, how to slow the stop of that if it's a severe enough injury?
Sure, yeah, that can be kind of life-saving on some of these horses, is what can the owners do prior to arrival. And, there's some first aid kits that owners can get for horses. They can buy them. They're online. There's pharmaceutical equine pharmacy type of websites that have those. I guess one of the plugs would be like Valley Vet up in Marysville. They have one for horses, but there's a lot of stuff you can see even online. I think even, they'll have some even for Amazon. They'll have Jeffers Pet first aid ones. So there's some different first aid kits that you can have, and even building it, talking to your veterinarian. We even have a list of first aid stuff that people can put together on our website, KSUVHC, and then just equine timely topics, and or even field service. You go there and there's a list of first aid things that you could kind of build your own little pack with. But with bleeding, yeah, packing it, putting something around it, towels, bandage materials, just to pressurize it. Use of a hemostat. So what's a hemostat? It's like a little clamp. Knowing how to handle it, put that in your hand, and then what to try to use. That could be, discussed with your veterinarian. You can even do we try to do even first aid, information and practice and wet labs for owners every once in a while here at K-State, so owners kind of understand how to and what they can do. But again, just some kind of a pressure bandage or wrap sure can be helpful prior to arrival, and stuff to kind of think about. But having that material around or things you can think of to help and just communicating with your veterinarian is probably the first place to start.
Now, imagine with this extreme cold, it could be a little difficult, especially if you have a downed horse. You talk about maybe some tips there, especially with these real frigid temperatures we have.
Yeah, and that, the temperature itself can actually make a horse go down, whether the footing, they slip and fall, and fracture. There's all kinds of things to do. And probably the biggest tip that I'd have for owners on that is, being careful on how you approach that horse that's down, so you don't get hurt. Never get in between the horse's legs. You try to rush up and you're like, oh, I want to help them. But if you get around their legs, they could take you out, and knock you down, step on you. So you always approach a down horse from their dorsal side or their back side, and just easy and going towards them. But you have to remember that they could always roll towards you too. So just being careful, never approach them just by yourself. Have an extra person there that could always help you or help each other in those things. But again, when you have a down horse, just be careful on how you approach them. Approach them on that dorsal or the back side of the horse if they're down. And then, keeping them quiet. And if it's cold, you can sure put blankets over them until the veterinarian arrives just to keep them warm. But again, just being careful on how you do that. So you stay safe is probably the biggest thing.
All right. Yeah, several things there. And obviously, you guys have a lot of help there at the K-State College of Veterinary Medicine. There's veterinarians that can assist anyone anytime, and I imagine the pandemic hasn't really hampered that a whole lot.
No, we're going and staying pretty busy, but yeah, we got a full set of veterinarians here to always help with any of those things, and have 24-hour, 7-day-a-week service here at K-State VHC if you ever need us to just give us a call, for sure.
All right. Anything else before we wrap things up here?
No, I kept saying it, but just, contacting the veterinarian, get them involved sooner than later, over the phone, taking pictures, videos, communication that way. Now that we're in the kind of smartphone age, it can be pretty easy to do some of those things. But, I think the biggest thing is just, talking to the veterinarian, giving us a call, if you have that kind of questions too, is a place to start for sure.
All right. Dr. Chris Blevins has been our guest here on In Focus. He's, again, Associate Professor, Equine Field Service Clinician with the K-State Veterinary Health Center. We always appreciate it, and we'll talk again sometime down the road.
Sounds good. Stay warm.
All right. You do the same. We appreciate it. And stay tuned. More In Focus coming your way. We'll hear from C. Clyde Jones and Beth Klug, Shepherd's Crossing. We'll be talking to them next here on News Radio KMAN.